Viral, written by Helen Fitzgerald and read by Ellie Griffiths and Vivian Heilbrunn. The day before we left, she organised a global waxing and eyebrow and tash thread. Back in her bedroom, Mum and Dad away at the theatre, she sat on the bed to invigilate my final exam. Ever the diligent student, and more than ever a competitive one, I set the scene with MAGA Playlist 1. Sipped vodka and cranberry with ice, lots. Styled my hair, chose denim shorts and white crop top. She watched as I applied the 8 essentials she'd purchased at MAC. 3 drinks later and I was MAGA ready and dancing to a song with only 3 words in it. I think she winced a little at one point, not sure. So I closed my eyes and tried hard to feel it. When I opened them, she was off the bed and dancing too. By Jove, I think she's got it. She thumbed something on my RI7 as she moved. How she moved, so unselfconsciously, then handed me the phone. But there's one last thing. Hey, James, her text read. Come over, I have a surprise for you. James was on the St. Aloysius debating team. I was impressed with my closing argument on the death penalty. I was arguing for, which was hard at first because I was personally against it, but I even managed to convince myself. He congratulated me afterwards and we met at the Mitchell Library each day of SWATVAC. Our first kiss was a dry one, the day before sixth year exams. Our second, after we opened our results, was a little too wet. James had a conditional place to read law at Oxford and his sixth year results made it official. And the same with me for medicine at Edinburgh. You can't go to MAGA frigid and tied to a doofus. You need to be free to lose the big V to an anonymous hottie, Leah said. Practice on him till the olds get home, then chuck him. James, shocked by my transformation, managed to strike second base, but only because I took his hand and put it under my T-shirt but on top of my new pink bra, where it stayed for 7 awkward seconds before he removed it. That wasn't the first time I'd wondered if James is gay. I didn't chuck him. After James left, Leah out with mates, Mum and Dad still absorbing Hamlet at a disused swimming pool in Govan Hill, I took off my makeup, put on my jammies and glasses, played MAGA List 5, Calm Down Music Matey, and gathered photos of Leah to put on my pin board in Pollock Halls in Edinburgh. It's sad that there aren't many photos of Leah as a baby, especially when you understand why.